We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos in middle of Shin Samech Vav, where we began the halachas of Erev HaChatzer, where you have many people living in their chatzer, in the middle of Sev Beis on the Afresh Lamed and Aleph. The Haggad, the Ramah, continues where the Mechaber left off regarding this halacha of Yeshiva Ahil, and are things considered permanent or not regarding requiring an Erev. So says Ramah, Batim Shabbosvina, regarding apartments, homes on a boat. It needs an Erev, even though the boat has partitions. The mainless svin mechitzes now. If the boat doesn't have mechitzes, asl taltu b'svin the inal carrying the board. Rak ba'ar ba'amas only within dalar amas. That's a b'seisim name in the shabayil leket. Says Rama ba'inal kamon slave simit shapei beis and simit tov hei simzai. Says mishbrus of cotton yod gimel. So Rama said, but the mechulu homes on a boat that is shashayachim la'anoshim yichadim that belong to individual people, which the sharetzin vav says, as we'll see later on, shin pei beis at the end over the end of Rama. Now, the reason is why it requires an Erev is the Lagar Miyeshua El Mechul. It's not any worse than what the Mechaber had been saying here in this Sif, that they live in tent, should Tzichim Erev Chatzir, that require Erev Chatzir. Shavkan Heroz, Abatim Kibun Lem. This is the permanent apartments for them, Lechol Meshach Nisiyas Maliyam, for their whole journey on the high seas. That this specifically, there are a few homes that belong to Jews. But if there's only one apartment, the rest of the people are living in the boat itself, they don't need an Erev at all. They're allowed to carry out from the house to the boat. Which he explains this. He says, look at Mishabur and Seb Kod Yud Gimel that he's in the Magid Ramadal Rabban. But so to be Allah, where do they get this from? Because at the end of the day, there are many people living in the boat. So what do you mean? Wouldn't it apply to make the Xerid not to carry it from that one apartment to the boat? Because that's similar to taking it from Mishal Zerach to Mishal Zerach, just like when people live in homes? Which actually, Dirsh 23 brings from the Chazanesh, that if the boat itself is fit for a Dira, then you have two batim and you need to have an Erev. If the boat's not fit, it's just like a chatzir. If that's the case, so even though they're eating over there, you don't have to make an Erev, because since the boat is secondary to the house, like halacha b'chatzir, which has only one bias, that even if the other residents are eating in the chatzir, it doesn't make it forbidden, because the chatzir is secondary to the house. But says the Bi'alach, it says, this question already the Prima Gadon discusses, it says, L'chor, they took their words from the words of Shabbat Lelek and Simikot Fidalf, that which is weird from the Ramah quotes his words over here, which his words over there are that my brother Binyamin writes, since we hold Allah is that by Batim and the Svini, you have to make an Erev, so as Allah like the Allah of a Chatzir, that if there are two Yisraelim that are differentiated in two apartments, then they have to make an Erev. If they're not differentiated in two apartments, then you don't require an Erev. That's his words. But said to be Allah, the truth, there's no proof from there, because there, the only reason why he's saying this is because it's told about that a boat of non-Jews, as he concludes over there, that by Akum, when you have non-Jews, then it doesn't make it forbidden by one Yisrael, or even two Yisraelim if they're in one apartment, as we see later on in Shin Pei Seval. Therefore, he writes that it requires two Batim. But that you need to have an Erev Davka when there's two Batim, just when there's the domains of different people, makes it forbidden. If not that there's no houses at all, then they weren't Geizer, just in the Chatzar itself. But he says maybe the reason is because we're not going to make Xer by boat more than it is by Chatzar. And by Chatzar, we know that it's not called a Chatzar only when there are at least two Batim open inside of it. So if they weren't Geizer also in the boat, only in such a case, even though really it should be even with one dice. So cutting your doubt. So he said, the batim and the svina, trichem erev need an erev. Our days are through this. He mutl taltim by vaisal bais, you're allowed to carry from house to house, from the batim and the svina, and from the apartments to the boat. Belayev, without the erev, asbuchal said, these are all forbidden. Abbasvina asbuchal, but in the boat itself, mutl taltim bakul, you're allowed to carry throughout, come in bachats like you have in a courtyard. Chen oisim svina, she'inlam batim, so too the boats that don't have any apartments, alashurma svina, everything's just, everyone's residing in the boat. Hadim kashurma chats, achas like they're all residing in one courtyard. Shematam latal bakul, but you're allowed to carry throughout, bli erev, without an erev. Sivkot tezvav. Now, we said, even though Sheshlus Vina Mechitzes, that the boat has partition, Shalatar Tvachim of Tent Tvachim, Medina Grishas Yachet, that has a locha like Grishas Yachet. But everyone has their own apartment in this. Sivkat Tazai, now, said the Ramah, V'im V'chulu, if the boat does not have Mechitzes, Shalatar Tvachim of Tent Tvachim, Umaydim Mekargeras, and we measure from the bottom, Vafapish Sheshlus Tvachim, even though some of those Tvachim are in the water, then if there's no Mechitzes, Sivkat Yazai, Usl Tatbus Vina Yinalara, carry the boat only within Dalad Amas. Because Tavi Karmelis, that makes it like a Karmelis, because it doesn't have mechitzas. In such a case, Mutl Taltim and Yamal Techa, then you're allowed to carry from the water, from the ocean into the boat, and from the boat into the ocean, the Mutl Taltim and Karmelis. You're allowed to carry from one Karmelis to another Karmelis. Because Magibram writes, Zimish Batim Esvina, if there are homes on the boat, Esvina Asmeil Mechitzal Asat Vachim, but the boat itself does not have partition of 10th Vachim, also Leitzim Labat Masvina. Then you're allowed to carry out from the apartments to the boat, because the Mishnah Ziyachal, the Karmelist come up, you're carrying it from Mishnah Ziyachal, which is the apartment, to the boat, which is the Karmelist. Vayimra Alacha, the Maslub Im, which he writes from the Magen Avraham, another Alacha. The Magen Avraham writes that we say in the Gemara over there regarding Bitsiyasa Demeshan, which according to Rashi, those are small little boats that are wide on the top and they're narrow on the bottom all the way to like a blade of a knife, like you have in these canoes. That even so, it's Rosh Hashiachin, if they have Mechitz of 10 Tvachim, because we say Gura Achiz Mechitzas, we view as if the Mechitzas are coming down. That's according to the Maskon of Abai over there, that means a Ryan Allegraph, we'll look over in the Gemara. Now, in that Gura, he writes, if it's not 4 Tvachim wide, within the height of 3 Tvachim, then it's like the Yam, and you can't carry only within Dalet Amos, and you're allowed to carry then from the boat into the Yam. He says, I don't understand the reason I go that all. He says, I saw in the Master Shaka that he writes his reasoning because they hold like Taisis that asked on Pirish Rashi, and they hold that regarding this, it wouldn't be applicable good Achas, and they explain a different Pirish in the words of Rav Huna, and that also Magen Avraham himself writes after that Taisis disagrees. He says, it doesn't seem correct, both their opinions, because even though Taisis holds that it's not Shaykh good Achas, but for a different reason, that according to their words, Halacha would be like this, because they write in the third question that, moreover, what if to fill it up with reeds? Since you could fill up, so it says clear that the words aguda are coming from the words zeruah. That writes that alchas like rafuna, but also on him there's a wonderful maskan of gemara. Says maybe because he goes like the pirsha of the rebbeim of Rashi that this the gemara says midi iria is to reject the words of Babai, but in truth Rashi already rejects this with his two hands, and the truth is, we're not going to reject the words of Rashi from the Halacha, because in the Aruch it brings to the two Biurim on the Bitsias the Meshan, the Rashi and the Chananel, and Be'iri brings the Pirish Rashi only, and he passes also an Alagavuna, and also Chadish Aran Ritva, and they explain Bitsias the Meshan like Rashi. Chase to explain the Bitsias the Meshan that it's a boat that has walls and the bottom that's made like boards, and the gap between the boards and the water goes into it, and it sits on it like in the water. Even so, it's a Rosh Hashiach, and even if you have between the board and another board a width of 3 Tvachim, that we see as if the walls of the boat are bent, and it surrounds the whole boat, and it comes out that the boards are connected. Look over there. It would seem that they're both appropriate Ladina. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 18. So he said that the boats on the houses on the boat are kavua, so therefore they needed a year. Now regarding chiv mezuzah, an apartment on the boat, Shulchan Aruch passes in the Yeridirish Peibav that it's part of a mezuzah. That's a passing over there also regarding a sukkah of sukkahs on sukkahs. The reason writes Rabbi Kiviyagim over here in his Gilyan on Shulchan Aruch, since it's not a dira kavat, it's not a permanent residence. Now then regarding Rabbi Chatzayis, there are more passings over here that the you have on the yacht. The boats in the apartments of the boat need an heir. And that's because regarding this, it's considered as Diras Kavah. Now the reason for the difference, it explains in Shuvah's Beis Yitzchak, that regarding Chiv Mezuzah, you need to have a Dir B'Kvias. And the homes on the boat, they don't live there B'Kvias in the permanent way. But regarding Yerub Chatzir's, if the house was fixed like the Halacha, you have to make an heir for it, even if they live there only one Shabbos, and therefore a house on the boat, you have to make an heir. Regarding Sukkahs, that we discussed in Shania and Sevkot and Dal. Dish number 20, we said we measure the walls of the boat from the bottom, even though some of them are in the water. And even though Shulchan Pasans and Shimon Hesem Sifrit says that the water is considered to the ground and up until 10 Tvachim from the height of the water, it's a Karmelis, and above that it's considered Makom Turin. Makom Turin writes that when you're discussing regarding the face of the boat, if it's Rosh Hashanah, that we measure the 10 Tvachim within the boat, not from the outside. Because outside the water is different. Dish number 21, so now I carry out from the boat, from the bottom to the Svina, because that would, if it doesn't have Mechitza 10 Tvachim, because that would be like from Rosh Hashanah to Karmelis. Now it's Pashid, that even if you make an air between the homes and be permitted to carry from one house to another house, not through the boat, the air would not be effective to permit to carry from the homes to the boat. Because the reason the Erev is that through that is considered like the old dwelling in one area. And here, even if the old dwelling in one home, still forbidden to carry out from the home to the boat, because that's taking out from Rosh Hashanah to a Karmelis.